Let's get Julie Pearson up here, Chicago. Yeah, Julie.
I'm going to reinstate this thing where people sit down and tell their stories. Yay. Feel safer. All right, cool. So I'm glad this is coming after the corn gang story. because on the flip side of that, I am just terrified of rural areas. I'm like vaguely uncomfortable not being able to walk to get a sandwich. but I'm especially terrified of like cornfields for miles kind of like rural areas, and I especially learned this when I went to visit colleges in Grinnell, Iowa. I had this one terrifying campus visit where I didn't sleep at all, and I decided instead to go to Madison, which is a reasonable city with people and traffic and people that can hear you scream. the thing about Madison is that while it is a city, it is surrounded by a lot of not city. And a lot of my friends were from Knot City. And so they were more accustomed to this Knot City than I was, which mostly didn't come up, except this one particular night the summer before my senior year. Like, four of us had been out to watch Theater in the Woods at Spring Green, and we're driving back down this, like, I don't even know what highway it was. I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't driving. But we're driving down this highway, and there's like four of us, and I'm very courteously sitting in the back because I'm small, and that's what you do when you're small, is you always volunteer to sit in the back seat. And and we drive past this like road sign that's announcing an exit for Kickaboo Road. And everyone's like, what a great street name. Let's steal the sign. And so I assumed they were all joking, and I was like, yeah, let's. they weren't joking. And the girl that was driving was like, ooh, guys, I have a hacksaw in my trunk. Let's use that. I'm not even sure I knew what a hacksaw was at this point. There was never any area of my life where I thought that that was a thing people would need. but we pull off the highway, and we're like, driving down to find another sign that's not right along the highway that we can steal. And I'm trying to pretend I'm okay with this, but I'm totally not. And so we're driving, and there's like, it's like a road, but there's cornfields just on either side, and they're so tall. And I'm terrified. No. And so we're driving, and we come to this like cul-de-sac that kind of looks like a crop circle. I don't know. but it's like there's silos and barns and farm words, just like all around it. And I have no idea what's going on. I have never been to a farm at this point in my life. And we realize as this like bright light shines onto the car that we are on someone's property. And I'm completely, completely convinced that they're going to come out with a shotgun. And I'm trying not to voice all of these insecurities to my much more accustomed to this area friends. And so we turn around really fast, and we drive back down through where we came. And I'm thinking like, okay, good. Stealing the road sign didn't work out. We're going to get back on the highway. We're going to go to Madison. We're going to go to Qdoba. This night's going to be over. But we don't. And we cross to the other side of the highway, and we keep driving and looking for like an intersection or a break in the corn or something, which we do find. So there's an intersection where we find another road sign that says Kickaboo Road. And I know from experience with road signs where like a storm blew one down in high school that they're like a lot bigger than they look, and they're reflective, and they're whatever. And so I keep kind of feebly trying to say this as we're pulling up in the middle of these cornfields, like, guys, let's not do this. But I'm totally cool with it, but let's not do this. This seems like a bad idea. How are we going to get it home? I don't know. So we pull into this, what I think is an intersection, and we like stop, and everybody else gets out of the car, and I don't. I absolutely refuse. And they're like taking this hacksaw, and they're sawing away. It's like a street sign and a yield sign and then a metal pole. And so they're sawing away at it for like 15 minutes. How does it take 15 minutes? It's a hacksaw. Isn't that what those do? And I'm like keeping watch in the back seat and just refusing to do anything. It's completely, completely unfathomable to me that I didn't grow up in a huge city, but I grew up in a city, and it's unfathomable to me that 15 minutes could go by without like a car driving by or cops or a serial killer or something coming to find us in this cornfield. And the corn is like, it's like taller than us. And I'm kind of like yelling out the window like, guys, those things are bigger than they look. Don't you know that's reflective? How are we gonna get it home? and like totally freaking out, but still pretending it's okay. It's just, I'm just concerned for the safety of everybody. Come on, guys. So eventually they manage to saw the sign and the yield sign off, but they're not able to separate them, and there's still like more of the pole that they weren't able to detach. So we're like trying to load it into the backseat of the car, and people are having to sit underneath it in order to get it back like 25 minutes. Like this is like a 25 minute drive down the highway with this huge thing. And making jokes about how, oh, you know, if we crash, the two people sitting in the bag are going to be decapitated by the sign.
Oh, no.
So I sat in the front. Because I wanted no part in any of this. But I still didn't want to admit that I was terrified. but then it is reflective. The street signs are reflective, guys. they're made to reflect light. So we had to cover it up with blankets. And there were actually people, like, wedged underneath the sign like this for 25 minutes driving back into Madison. And then we had to smuggle it up through the elevator of my friend's apartment building. We were all going to split the pieces of the sign up, which I was totally going to take a piece because I was an unwilling accomplice in the situation. But I never knew what happened to the sign because we never heard anything about it again, and we never talked about it again. The end.
Thank you, Julie. You know what terrifies me about the country, and John, I'm sure, I think we've had this conversation, is how fast you fucking people drive. Like, I was hanging out with a girl from Monticello, Illinois, which is very rural, a couple summers ago, and she drove up to Chicago. We spent the day together. I'm going like 60 on the 90-94, and she's like, whoa, slow down, you're going way too fast. Going fucking 60. Meanwhile, down in her area, she's driving like 65, 70 down fucking, like, these, you know, one lane each way, narrow-ass country roads where you can't see, like, 20 feet in front of you. And she's like, yeah, that's just how we do it down here. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Statistically, I am way more correct than she was. And that mattered to me a lot. A lot.